In a ceremony drawing on centuries of tradition, Pope John Paul II was buried today at the Vatican. From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Throughout Rome, millions of people clapped and cheered at what may have been the largest funeral gathering in modern times. The Pope's Cyprus coffin rested on an oriental carpet in front of an altar between St. Peter's Basilica and an estimated 300,000 faithful crowded into St. Peter's Square. Cardinals in bright red robes were joined by hundreds of bishops and priests dressed in purple and in black.
Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, Dean of the College of Cardinals, gave the homily in Italian, often interrupted by long periods of applause.
None of us can ever forget how, on that last Easter Sunday of his life, the Holy Father, marked by suffering, came once more to the window of the Apostolic Palace and one last time gave his blessing, Urbi et Orbi. We can be sure that our beloved Pope is standing today at the window of the Father's house, that he sees us and blesses us. Yes. He sees us and blesses us. Yes, bless us, Holy Father. We entrust your dear soul to the Mother of God, your Mother, who guided you every day and who will guide you now to the eternal glory of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, Dean of the College of Cardinals, giving the homily today at the funeral of Pope John Paul II.
At different times throughout the Mass, people in the crowd shouted, Santo Subito, calling for John Paul to be quickly elevated to sainthood. Dignitaries from more than 100 countries attended the funeral. President Bush sat two seats away from President Jacques Chirac of France. Zimbabwe's leader, Robert Mugabe, was in the same row as Britain's Prince Charles. The president of Israel shook hands with the presidents of Iran and Syria.
Religious leaders from around the globe were there, too. Patriarchs of Eastern Rite churches were invited to offer prayers in Greek.
Pope John Paul II was buried today at 2:20 p.m. Vatican time in the grotto below St. Peter's Basilica. His Cyprus casket was placed inside a zinc coffin, which was then enclosed in an oak casket. Then, in accordance with his last will and testament, he was interred in the bare earth, not above ground.